you'd always want things better on one side of the ball, but I'm the head coach, so I'm rooting for both sides of the ball. So maybe more bang bang, you know, seeing a play be made because it was made, not because the other side of the ball screwed it up. Those are the things that we need to clean up. We can't have success because of somebody else's mistakes. We got to have success because we know what we're doing and we're competitive.
That's new Iowa State football coach Jimmy Rogers after the spring showcase practice over in Ames this past Saturday. Spring football practice wrapping up now. It's full speed ahead to, well, the rest of the offseason, but then fall camp and the season opener coming up in late August and early September. Welcome back into Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN, wrapping up spring football here. I mentioned a few moments ago, talked Hawkeyes yesterday with Madison Hritzik from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Let's bring in Rob Gray, covers Iowa State for Cyclone Fanatic, also the Cedar Rapids Gazette as well. Completely new look for this Iowa State football team. I'm sure that's one of the storylines that's going to get a lot of attention, and has gotten a lot of attention, of course, since Matt Campbell's departure, Jimmy Rogers hiring, and like I said, full steam ahead to the rest of the offseason and the season as a whole. Rob, thanks for making some time today. How you doing?
Doing great. Nice to be with you, Spencer.
Yeah, let's talk about what happened this past Saturday with the spring showcase. I guess give me your overview of just how things looked. I was musing before we brought you on. You know, it has to be a completely different look, obviously, because last year, you know, it's Rocco Becht, it's all these different players, it's Matt Campbell, but now totally different cast and crew, and that adds to, I guess, the intrigue for a spring showcase like you had on Saturday, right?
It does, because it's the first time you see them in the confines of Jack Trice Stadium. You know, we've done a number of interviews where we've talked to several players. I guess you stretch back to, you know, maybe we're bordering on the dozen-ish range. But, again, it's hard to put a number to a name until you actually start to see them out there. You know, you can try to memorize things like apparently transfer quarterback Jalen Rayner did right when he got on campus, learn everyone's name, which was something that impressed the coaches. But it's not that easy for us media types. So good to sit there in the press box, kind of match everything up and be like, okay, now we can look at who's looking good, who's not. And, of course, on spring football, whatever it is, you call it a game, you call it a showcase, you call it a practice, everyone's great, right? I mean, they're great here. They're great in Baylor. They're great at Central Florida. I mean, so – hope springs eternal, obviously, on these spring events, but definitely a lot of interesting things, a handful of interesting things, I think, unfolded for sure.
Yeah, everybody loves their team. All the coaches love their team, and everybody's great after spring practice. Nobody's done anything bad. So I guess maybe a little refreshing to hear Jimmy Rogers on the clip I played before we brought you on say, you know, there's plenty to work on, and I imagine with a new coaching staff and almost entirely new players and a new scheme too, especially on the defensive side of the football, there's plenty to take away from the coaching staff, right, Rob, that they've got to work on this, and this going into the start of the season, going into the start of fall camp. I guess what were some of the key things that you heard Jimmy Rogers talk about as things that he thinks his team needs to work on before the season gets here?
Well, you know, Iowa State men's basketball coach T.J. Altsberger talks ad nauseum about their daily habits and how they underpin everything. I think we've found a theme. And again, it's not unique to Iowa State, but I think it's what this team is going to hang its hat on, at least in year one. And every team wants to be physical, right? They're going to talk about physicality being the main thing. But I think Rogers and his staff has used that as the basis, the foundation to bring this team together. You know, he talked to, you know, before spring ball, you know, after he got in here, just how they've manufactured some events to make sure guys get that sense of togetherness, cohesiveness, that quote unquote brotherhood. And then he's watched it happen organically too. And part of what's done that is this, they started off the spring showcase with this drill they call Midnight Alley. And that also is not unique to Iowa State, but it is somewhat unique where it's, you know, you have a ball carrier, short yardage situation, three guys here and this and that, and they're just basically hitting each other. And the players seemed to love it. And I think it was a holdover defensive tackle Zamir Hawk that just said, it's great we can hit each other and really, really, really hit each other and then love each other right after that. And I think that's just the framework. It might sound cliche, but I mean, what do you, Is there a better thing to hang your hat on than, hey, we're going to be the most physical team we can possibly be and strive to be the one that's more physical than everyone else, especially if it's brand new, especially if you're undersized, especially if it's a bunch of new guys coming together? I think it's a good framework to lead from. And I know that Midnight Alley thing went, it went viral a little bit, and the players and the coaches and fans alike ate it up.
You talked about the quarterback, Jalen Rayner. It sounded like he took most of the snaps with the first team. And Ozane Flores, the Oklahoma State transfer, was brought in for some competition. And then there's Connor Moberly, who stayed and did not end up transferring, whether it was to Penn State or to somewhere else. I guess from the quarterback perspective, from that position battle, obviously Rayner taking the bulk of the snaps in the spring showcase, maybe it means something, maybe it doesn't, but he appears to be the front runner. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no question. I found it interesting early on in spring ball that Coach Rogers made a point to make it to say it felt like Rayner and Flores were kind of a 1A, 1B, that they were really pushing each other. And he didn't really mention Connor Moberly a whole lot. I asked him specifically about the quarterbacks on Saturday, and he said, again, indication – Rayner has separated himself, and why wouldn't he, right? He's your guy, your dual threat, 67 total touchdowns in his career, 52 passing, 15 rushing. You bring in his quarterbacks coach. You bring in a tight end that he played with. So you think he should, but you got to earn your job, right? And it sounds like he separated a bit from Flores, and Moberly started to catch up with Flores as well. So he likes the way the competition is shaking out. Obviously, guys are going to work on changing their bodies and digging into the playbook more and everything else over the summer. And we'll see where it goes in fall camp. No coach is going to tell you someone is guaranteed a job, but again, Jalen Rayner wasn't brought here to be a backup.
When you look at skill position players, obviously quite a few new faces on there. I know Aiden Flora is one that's returning. He's in the mix at running back, but I guess, did anybody stand out from running backs, receivers, tight ends to you in spring practice as much as they could in kind of a controlled environment and probably a very vanilla environment too?
Yeah. Usually stands out in these types of games as the guy who's fourth string. So I think you saw Jaden Jackson. He flashed. He had some nice tough runs. He's a redshirt freshman that came in, and they haven't talked about a whole lot this spring. Flora, Cameron Petaway, the MAC freshman year, Cameron from Bowling Green. I think those guys are going to be 1A, 1B unless something crazy happens, one way or the other, flip them one way or the other, just based on their skill sets. But, you've got a guy like River Peppers who the Campbell and his staff were high on, got hurt his first snap last year, season-ending injury. I mean, he's sitting there. He was on the sidelines. He's going to be back at some point. But based on what you saw, you'd say Jaden Jackson's going to be the guy. I'm pretty sure that Cameron Petaway and Aiden Flora are going to be the guys at the top of the sheet, at least heading into fall camp.
And then I'm looking at the line too. You look at just the undrafted free agent signings for NFL teams, and boy, there was like four or five Iowa State guys that have earned their way into an NFL tryout at least, or gotten a free agent contract from an NFL team. So obviously quite a bit to replace up front on the offensive line. Defensive line too, Dominic Orange is in the NFL too. I guess when you look at both sides of the football up front, who stood out to you in practice, if anybody did at all?
Yeah, I think the offensive line is going to be interesting because I think that's still pretty unsettled. You've got some high-level transfers. Jake Taylor was out with the ones, an Oklahoma guy. DeAndre Carter, didn't see a whole lot of him. I don't think, but he's an Auburn transfer, came over with either coincidentally or came over with former Auburn offensive line coach Jake Thornton and some other guys that are big names. So I think the old line, if anything, on Saturday, you would say it kind of struggled. But that's, I think, a function of how good Iowa State's D-line can be. Even without Isaac Bobby Terrell, who has 7 of Washington State's 31 sacks last season, he wasn't padded up. They said it was something he tweaked, and he'll be fine. Obviously, teams tend to do that. If guys are banged up in the least, why pad him up for this thing, even though it's minimal contact, except for, the Midnight Alley stuff. But I really like that D-line. I think that's going to be the strength of the team. Possibly cornerback as well, but you've got, I mentioned Zamir Huck is coming back, and just a lot of talent on that line. Bryson Lamb, they relied on him a lot in the interior at Washington State, and again, Terrell is just a natural pass rusher. And you've got guys like Caden Crawford started off at Iowa, went to South Dakota, and is hungry to make a market at the FBS level again. And I think there's a ton of depth there, and I think there's a lot of talent there. And again, a four-man front, after seeing the 3-3-5 stack for so long, just a completely different look, and I think they've got the bodies to really, really be strong on that side of the ball in the trenches.
I know in the defensive backfield, the big story a week or two ago was Braden Alls, the MAC defensive player, or one of the top defensive players out of the MAC coming in from Toledo, tearing his ACL in practice. Were there any indications of who was sliding in for him or who might be sliding in for him? I know it's such a quick turnaround from injury to the spring showcase, spring practice, whatever you call it, but did anyone stand out that maybe is taking his spot in that defensive backfield?
Well, what I would have thought is he and Micah Harper, who started his career at BYU and is now back at the FBS level, were going to be your top two safeties. And I mean, there's a number of guys in that room they've talked about, and I think a guy that's coming on is Malcolm Jones. Jerron Goodman's an intriguing senior. They've got holdovers in that room as well, like Caden Mattson, and Iowa, small town Iowa kid. I think Harper's just the guy to do it, though. I mean, a guy that's productive. He's got the body for it. Now, I think that's a very unsettled position now when you don't have that caliber of guy. I mean, Braden Alls was on a visit at Indiana, I believe, right before he committed to Iowa State. So it's clearly a guy that the elite. the elite, most elite teams wanted, and he decided to go with Coach Rogers and Iowa State. So a lot to figure out there. I think the cornerback room's a lot more well along at this point, but I think the safety room has a lot of pieces. It's just, not a lot of proven production from guys. Drew Serge, just a holdover, is there as well.
What one or two storylines, I guess, are you watching closest the rest of this offseason and then leading into fall camp later on this summer?
Yeah, I really think the main thing is just, obviously, it's the weight room now. It's up to a lot of guys on their own, not that they're not working with strength staff and all that stuff. But, as Jalen Rayner told us, I mean, this is a deal where we go home for a little while, obviously finish up school, semester and all that stuff, but they'll have some time to themselves, and they got to be ready. They're still learning while they're there. They're still working out. And then when they come back, whatever, at the end of May, they've got to have had enhanced their knowledge base. They've got to have thought about how good of a leader can they be, how much of an impact they're willing to sacrifice things to make. And that maturity coming from him, I think Coach Rogers alluded to it the whole time, the leadership, the learning everyone's names. He talked about a charisma and a moxie about him, two things you'd like to have in a quarterback, even though he's 6'2", 202. So, yeah, it's just a huge learning time where everyone's kind of, quote-unquote, doing things in the dark where nobody can see. But that's where, Iowa State, if they're going to hit the ground running in fall camp, all these guys have to take it upon themselves to master their craft, as they are wont to say.
All right, Rob, appreciate the time. Thanks for talking to some spring football here. We'll catch up again down the road, okay?
Yep, great to talk to you, Spencer. Take care.
You too. It's Rob Gray from Cyclone Fanatic, also the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his work both at CycloneFanatic.com and at TheGazette.com. Had some good spring football coverage there if you want to brush up on, get your learning done. Iowa State football, Iowa State sports in season 2. Rob does a great job. Appreciate his time here on 1600 ESPN.